A lot to get to this morning, so we'll just quickly on the parsha. Two comments on the parsha. One is more of a historical joke, but it's an interesting point. Blazer Gordon, the Tells of Rosh Hashiva, was the Rav of Tells. His whole life was a miracle because he should have died when he was a baby. When he was a little baby, he lived in a town where there was no mail, so his father put him on a sled, and he sled him through Europe to the next town to go to the mail. Halfway through the
trip,
8-day-old baby, yeah. And halfway through the trip, he realized the baby fell off. So they go back to look for the baby. After man, we're talking about Lithuanian Eastern Europe, you know, winters. You know, they go back
to a father, right? The mother.
Exactly, she totally would have. So they go back to look for him, and they find him. You know, that itself was a chiddush. He's being surrounded by a wolf, standing over him, like protecting him. That was his, you know, beginning of his life. That he was unharmed by this animal, just standing protecting him as a small little baby. But ultimately, Blazer Gordon grew up to become a great Rosh Hashiva, and he was Rav of a town. But when he was, there was a big fire in Tells that really, really did a lot of harm to the town. So he went, when he was 70 years old, to England to go fundraise. He already had a heart condition. His doctor's home, don't go, you're going to die. He said, I have to get money for my yeshiva. So he went to England, and he was not received well in England. They did not take well to him, because England was nervous that they're going to have a collecting problem. They're going to have people coming all the time from Eastern Europe to come collecting, and it's going to be a drag, so to say. He wasn't received well. And he ultimately died. So he's buried in England, which is pretty amazing, because he lived his whole life in Eastern Europe, and he's buried in England. So at his Leviathan, they say, quoted a passage in this week's Parsha. It says in this week's Parsha, Yosef describes his life. He says, "Kigunav ganavti me'eretz Ivrim, I was stolen from the Jewish land. I didn't do anything wrong here. Ki asisi baba, they put me into a pit." So they said about Blazer Gordon, "Kigunav ganavti me'eretz Ivrim, he was stolen from Ha'eretz Ivrim, which is Lithuania. V'gam poyel lo asisi mu'uma, I didn't accomplish anything here because no one gave me money. Ki samu lo asisi baba, because they put me into the pit, they buried me, they put me into the grave." So they said it is Levaya about Blazer Gordon. Okay. It's tragic, he died that way. Today, it's funny, because people want to look for his cabin, they'd go to hotels in Lithuania. It's not there. He died in England.
But there's how much money he collected in...
Not enough.
$40.
It was a bushel chalima what happened when he went to England.
So at least that's what they said over in Tells.
But a big Rosh Yeshiva like that was able to raise such a small amount, and they were mevazim. It was a terrible, terrible, terrible experience. In any case, that was just a historical bit of information. But what I wanted to get in the parasha was a vart from the Beis HaLevi. Today we're going to talk a lot about the Soloveitchik family. We're going to talk about the Beis HaLevi, we're going to talk about the Biskirov, we're going to talk about Rabbi Soloveitchik, but we're going to get to a vart on the Beis HaLevi and the parasha first. The Beis HaLevi points out that Yosef had two dreams. At the end of the first dream, the brother's response was, "Vayisnuvoisa," they hated him. The end of the second dream, it switches to "Vayikanuba," they're jealous. What switched between the first dream and the second dream? So basically, Levi explains, the first dream represented gashmis, money. So they weren't jealous the fact that Yosef was going to have more money than them. The second dream represented the stars, the moon, that's supposed to symbolize spirituality. Says the Beis HaLevi, that they were jealous of. That Yosef was going to be on a higher level of them spiritually, that they were jealous of. The money they weren't jealous of, they hated him. You hate someone who's got more money than you, but you're not jealous of him. Why? Because you know money comes and goes. One day you're rich, one day the next guy's poor, and the money's gone. Then after life is over, the money's gone. So what are you going to be jealous of? You're mad, you hate him because you wish he had the money also, but you're not deep down jealous of him. What are you jealous of, says the Beis HaLevi? You're jealous of someone that has spirituality, someone that has ruchnius. That's someone you're really jealous of. So I was telling my Talmidim Yeshiva, we have a problem. The world around us has a very warped way of valuing people. Who do we value? The guy that can shoot the basketball, the guy that can throw the football. He's showing a bar day on everything. He knows politics, and he knows medicine, and we listen to everything this guy says because he knows how to shoot a basketball into the hoop. Us as religious Jews, we don't look up to these people. Who do I look up to? I look up to the guy that does dafyomi. I tried dafyomi. I could not do it. I can't keep that schedule that every day. I felt like I was on a wheel. I just couldn't spin fast enough. I couldn't do it. I'm mamish mekan anyone that does dafyomi. I don't know how you guys do it. It's fantastic. I can't do it. That's what I'm jealous of. I tell you, I'm jealous of those guys who do dafyomi. I'm jealous of those guys who get up 5:30 in the morning to go learn. I'm jealous of people who come to our shurim 8:30 at night. I come because I get paid. That's right. I tell this to my baal batim shul. I come because I have to. I get paid. It's a job for me. You guys come because you want to learn Torah. That's what I'm jealous of. A guy who gets up at the end of the day and a long day of work and comes to a shir, that's mekana. Someone who makes a lot of money, I'm not jealous of a guy who makes a lot of money. I'm jealous of a guy who makes a lot of money and gives away money to tzedakah. That I'm jealous of. To be at that madrigal, you can make so much money, instead of just pocketing it for yourself and justifying it, which we all could do, you give it away. That's what I'm mekana. Those are the people I'm jealous of. The people get up early, people who come to shurim, the people that devote their time for the tzibur, that's what I'm jealous of, because that's something you're going to take with you. That's ruchnis. That goes with you past death. That takes you to the next world. But just someone who has money, I'm not jealous of someone who has a lot of money. I'm happy for him. I'd be nice if he gave me some. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not, deep down, I'm not jealous of him. I don't want to be him. I want to be that guy that has the money and gives it away. The person that finds time to learn. The person that gets up in the morning. The person that's devoted. That's, to me, what real jealousy is. And that's what we know. Mishnah Novice tells us. Kinu Seifrin, Tarbe Chochma. The more that we're jealous of each other, that's how we grow. We aspire to be better because of the people around us. And that's the base of Levi's Vart on this week's parasha. Very important idea. What we really value. You know, the Goyish world, it's a nevach. I feel bad for the kids. Like, they look up to these superstars. They look up to the athletes and the movie stars. These people are gross people. Deep down, they have no morals. They have no values. They're not worth anything. Chal Raya. The moment they stop throwing the ball in the basket, no one cares what they have to say anymore. What happened? I thought they're such a baldeya. That's just, they're not a baldeya. It's just, they have a talent and they make money, so we value them. In Judaism, it's to the total opposite. We have real people to look up to. You know, we have, you know, Gedolim, people that you can learn from, aspire from, grow from. It's a whole different experience. I think we're, in that regard, we're very lucky that that we have, you know, real people to grow from. And that's the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah. I don't want to take up too much time. We have a lot to get to, 4 pages this morning. And I have a birthday party of my daughter to get to after Shas, so I have to run also. But I know this week's parish, it says, Pari made a birthday party, so birthday parties are treif. So we gave a whole share on that. You can listen online. The birthday parties are not so treif. They're expensive, but they're not so treif. Okay. In any case, but the whole Yom of Chanukah is this, these two worlds of the physical world and the spiritual world, that the Yvonne want us to be focused on the value of physicality just for the sake of physicality, while we believe in the value of spirituality. Okay. So let's get to today's sugya. So we're a little ahead of the game because it's not Chanukah yet. So we got a chance to talk about Chanukah, Erev Chanukah. So we all know that there's something very unique about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It's a very unique mitzvah. What's so unique about it? There's different levels of how to do the mitzvah, which you don't find by any other mitzvah, that there's different levels of how to do the mitzvah. We know by all other mitzvahs there's a mitzvah, then there's a thing called hidden mitzvah. Here you find there's like 3 levels of how to do the mitzvah. So what's going on over here? So let's see the famous Gemara in Shabbos, the Chaval from Midbay. Zach the Gemara. Tan Rabban. Mitzvah's Ner Chanukah. What exactly is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Ishu Beisai. Simple. 1 candle per house. Every night you light 1 candle, you light to the mitzvah. That's the whole mitzvah. Baseline obligation to be mekayim the mitzvah the rabbanon of Neir Chanukah is every night to have 1 candle going in your house and you light to the mitzvah. So it's the Gemara about Mahadrin. Also now there's a concept called Mahadrin. Mahadrin, if you want to do the mitzvah even better, what do? Neir l'chol echad ve'echad. You have ner l'chol echad ve'echad. What does it mean, ner l'chol echad ve'echad? So we'll see, it's k'nir etz ha-machloikis, rishayinim in ha-machloikis l'halacha. How do you fulfill mahadrin? What is mahadrin? Ner l'chol echad. So simple translation, ner l'chol echad means that each person has their own candle, which means each person lights their own menorah. That's what we do, us Ashkenazim do. V'ha-mahadrin, min ha-mahadrin, again, this is the third level. This is the only mitzvah we have, 3 levels on how to do the mitzvah. It's mamash a unique mitzvah. Which we'll see the famous kashya from the Beis Halevi. We'll get to why is this mitzvah structured that way. Every other mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. You want to do it a little better, so you spend a little bit more money, a little less money. What type of mitzvah is there that it's structured 3 different levels? 1 level is 1 candle for the whole family. The next level is everyone lights their own menorah. And the third level is, well, mahajim and mahajim is machoikis. Mishamirim, yemrisha madik shmoina. The first night you light 8, mikan velech poichas v'helech, you go down. So no, we know the famous machloekis b'sham beisol. We're not going to get into it today. We don't have the time for it. What exactly is the point of machloekis b'sham beisol? B'sham beisol says you start with 8, you go down to 1. B'sham beisol says you go with 1, you go up to 8. We all know we pass like b'sham beisol, and the Gemara gives reasons for the machloekis. We don't have the time to get into that today. What I want to get into today, what are these 3 levels of the mitzvah? It's a very strange concept. The base level, the Gemara says like this, you know, you want to do an Ner Chanukah, so there's base mitzvah. There's, you know, it's like you're booking a flight over here, right? Depends where you want to sit. You want to get base, you want to get higher, a little higher. What's going on over here? What's the pshat? What's the move on that you have such a mitzvah that has so many levels to it, which we don't find in any other mitzvah? By every other mitzvah, we have the mitzvah with a din called Hidr Mitzvah, Zekei Levan Vei, which we spoke at length about when we learned Shabbos, which will come back again today, of course. But here it's this unique mitzvah that sometimes you have to stop and think about, that there's a unique mitzvah to have Mehudr, and then Mehudr on top of that. Now, most of us don't do Nerish Ubeisai. Most of us don't just light 1 candle for the entire home. We do Mahajrin, Mina Mahajrin. Right? Now, what version of Mahajrin, Mina Mahajrin do we do? So, we first have to understand what's Mahajrin Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad mean. What's that middle Madrega? Again, the first base level is 1 candle per household. Second level is everyone Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. And the third level is the amount of candles represent the amount of days. What's
one candle each night, or 2 for, candles the second night?
For which one?
For the first one.
The first one's 1 candle every night. You buy 8 candles, 1 candle a night, you're done. That's the, again, everyone would be yoytze to the, I shouldn't say that. Pashtus of the Gemara, you'd be yoytze to the mitzvah if that's all you did. Again, Tuesday night we're going to talk about using the electric menorah. So you don't want to miss that, because we spend so much time in halacha talking about electricity for Shabbos. We'll come back to talking about the electric menorah. This year I found even more coolers for the electric menorah, so you definitely don't want to miss it. But the pashtus is all you need is one candle. One candle per night, I'm done, finished. Now, what's the next madrega? Mahadri ner l'chol echad v'echad. So there's two possibilities. One possibility is it means everyone lights their own menorah. Ner l'chol echad v'echad means every person...
But how much should they light? One or eight?
They would light one. Then mahadri mahadri kicks in on that. Okay. Right? The pashup shot is ner l'chol echad v'echad means everyone lights their own one. Everyone lights their own menorah. Why should I use your menorah? I use my own menorah. And then there's another level of mahadri min mahadri where I light my own menorah. The other choice would be ner l'chol echad v'echad means the Baal HaBayis lights, but he lights kefi the amount of people in the house. Instead of a one for the entire home, again, there's only one person lighting, the Baal HaBayis is still madlik, but he's not madlik one, he'll be madlik depending on how many people are in the house. That's the
but
two
the
options.
Well,
what?
But the same.
That would be if you hold just mahadrin. If you put mahadrin and mahadrin into that, so then it gets more complicated, which we'll see in a second.
So one second, now when you say mahadrin ner l'chol echad v'echad, that's the Baal HaBayis lighting one candle for each person. Not pshat that each person lights their
that's
own.
That's the two tzadim in the Rishayim. Those are the two possibilities.
So it's not a denot shlichus. Then in other words,
that's what we're going to try to figure out. What makes it more mahudr? Where's the hiddur lie? The hiddur lies in I'm doing it myself, or the hiddur lies in that there's more candles. That's going to be the two tzadim to understand what makes this better. Meaning, what makes ner l'chol echad v'echad better? Either it's because now I'm doing the mitzvah myself, as opposed to being samech on you, or ner l'chol echad v'echad means that now there's more candles going every single night. If you look in Rashi, number 2, Rashi writes, what's ner ishu beisai? Says Rashi, ner echod b'chol laylo, one candle every night, v'ish v'chol b'nei beisai sagiluhu b'ner echod. And the man and the entire family is good enough with that one candle. Everyone is yoytze with that one candle. You don't need to have per person, you don't need to have per menorah, one candle for the ganze mishpacha. So writes Rashi. But if you look at the next Rashi, Rashi is bothered. What does the word mahadrin mean? What does the word mahadrin mean? So we all think the word mahadrin means from the Lashon Hidr, like Hidr Mitzvah. Rashi says, no, v'mahadrin achar ha-mitzvahs. Mahadrin means someone who's like running after to do mitzvahs. Not from the typical Lashon Hidr that we think mahadrin means. It's a different word. V'mahadrin means someone who's running, he's seeking, he's searching, achar ha-mitzvahs. So then, oisim ner echod b'chol layla, then he makes one candle every night, l'chol echav echad mibnei habayis, for each and every one in his home. So what does it sound like a little bit from Rashi?
On the second.
Right, that what? The Baal HaBayis is still lighting one, but for each person in the home. That's what it sounds like from Rashi.
That's the second. That's not a hiddur on the first one.
Exactly. That's what I want to get to. It's not your typical hiddur mitzvah where I'm beautifying the actual mitzvah. I'm doing something different. It's a whole different type of hiddur. That's what I want to get to today a little bit. Now, if you look over in the Sefer Kuntres Chanukah, this is one of the classical sforim written on Nyanei Chanukah Purim. So he wants to be oimid on this Rashi. But I forgot already. It's a contemporary. It's not so long ago. It's a contemporary. So he writes like this. He says, "Uberashi kosav ner ishu beisoi ner echad b'cholayla v'ish v'chob nebeisi sagi luhu b'ner echad." We just read that Rashi together. Rashi says, "What does it mean?" The baseline chiyuv. The baseline chiyuv is that everyone gets yoytze with one candle. So he says, "Umestimus loshen Rashi mashma the ikur mitzvahs nechanukah hu al kol yochid yochid." So we've spoken about this chakir many times in the past. What is the pshat on the mitzvah of nechanukah? Is the mitzvah of nechanukah a mitzvah on every single person in the house? We just yoytze through the Baal HaBayis, or it's a mitzvah on the bayis, like mezuzah? Mezuzah is not a chiyuv on every individual in the house has to put up a mezuzah. Mezuzah is that there has to be a mezuzah on the house, and once there's a mezuzah in the house, the whole family is yoytze with the mezuzah. So how do you look at Ner Chanukah? Is Ner Chanukah chiyuv that there has to be a menorah in the house and all the people in the house are yotzei with that menorah? Or every single person has to light menorah? So how am I yotzei if the father lights? Through shlichos, through he's doing it for me, but it's be'etzema individual chiyuv. So he wants to be medayik in Rashi, that Rashi holds that every person has their own chiyuv, kishar kol ha-mitzvahs, like all other mitzvahs. Because be'etzema, if you remember, we spoke about this, in other years, the Pnei Yeshua has this kasha. Why taka is Ner Chanukah different? Ner ishu beisai. Why is it you don't find any other mitzvah that's a din in the bayis? Every other mitzvah is a din, except for mezuzah maybe. Every other mitzvah, everyone has a chiyuv. Makkah is also a din. Well, that's clearly going to be a din in the bayis.
Yeah.
But
what about Ner Shabbos?
So Ner Shabbos is also like that. Ner Shabbos is always going to be the oddball out because Ner Shabbos is only just because to have light. So there's just because it's just to have light. We don't have to create our own light source. As long as there is light, that should be good enough.
One person says Kiddush for everybody.
Right, but the Pshat is your Yotzim. Every person has a mitzvah to say their own Kiddush. I could just be Yotzim with your Kiddush. But I'm being Yotzim with your Kiddush. So that's the question. The question is the Baal Bayis actually being Yotzim with his Adlako? Or he's not being Yotzim. Once there is a menorah in the house, that's my obligation as well. That's the Chakir that we're going
to
work.
I have a meaning that the connection between that and mezuzah. Mezuzah has to be done in the Bayis because you're putting it on the house, right?
Right.
You can't have a mezuzah without a house.
So menorah goes in the house also. You put it in the house. You put it in the house, right? So you technically can have, 12 menorahs spread out through the house for each of the different family members. Or Chazal said, no, one house, one menorah. Every house has to declare a zeichel anes. So how am I yoytze? Teretz is, because I'm in a house that has a menorah. It's not the pshat that I'm being yoytze with the hadlok of the Baal HaBayis. I don't need to be mitzi with him. I'm yoytze by definition that there's a menorah in my house. We'll see. We'll see.
The Baal HaBayis who's mechuyib if you learn that way. The other people living in the house, they have a different mitzvah.
Yeah,
make sure that the house has one. But you, the Baal HaBayis,
we can debate. We can debate that whether or not it's if it's a chiv on the bayis, it's only the Baal HaBayis who owns the house, not the people who live in the house.
But mezuzah, it's not my kids that are mechuyib. I'm mechuyib. They have a chiv to make sure that I do.
Okay, maybe we could debate. It could be. It's not necessarily Tali and Bailas. It's Tali whoever lives in the house, right? They may not have the Bailas to put up the Menaira, but they might have a Chiev to live, if they're living in a Bais, every Bais needs to have a Menaira. So they'd have to go to the owner and ask him to put up a Menaira. Right, right. I think.
But can anybody light that? Anybody in the house can light?
Anyone who lives in the house. Anyone who lives in the house.
Doesn't have to be
the Baal HaBayis to pashtus.
So that's different.
Definitely according to women. For sure women can light.
So that's different than mezuzah.
Why? Anyone can put up a mezuzah in the house.
No,
anyone who lives in the house can put up a mezuzah.
As long as
today everyone puts it's like a shiloh when other people put up the mezuzahs on the homes, but the chiyuv, anyone can do the mitzvah for you. The question is who has the chiyuv? So the pashas is the chiyuv is on every person who lives in a house. They have to make sure that they have that menorah on their house.
And you're getting that from the lashon of Ner Ishu Beso? Is that what's making it?
I'm getting it from the words Ner Ishu Beso, right. Those words. Ner Ishu Beso.
It's not from the Torah.
No, this whole thing is not from the Torah.
No.
The whole Yom Tov is rabbinic. So we're all playing in the rabbinic world. What the Rabbanan, how they set it up? How did the Rabbanan set up this mitzvah? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Does the word ubeso mean in the family, or does it mean in the actual house?
Right. That's part of the question. Yeah, we'll see. It's really in the Rishonim. We're gonna get this clear.
By the way, would the nafka mean to be in such a case? Let's say years ago, or I don't know if in Europe. Let's say multiple families lived in the same house. What would you do then? Does each family know? Let's say you live with your parents, your brother-in-law, your sister-in-law.
It's the same thing. It's one big house. So they're right. It would be the same thing. Just like if you're living with your kids.
So, no, it's
one big house.
It's one big house.
Yeah, it's one big house.
What?
So we'll get to that. We'll get to that a little later today. Hopefully we'll talk about what happens if the 10-year-old boy lights the menorah for the whole family.
Would you have in the initial basis? Does that include
that? Yeah.
No, but God's not
mechuyev. Good. We'll get to it.
Is a shiksa allowed to light for an elderly person, and that person makes the bracha?
That's a problem. That's a big question.
Certainly, shasa nisim you can make.
That's a different meaning. You could be a roya. You could be a roya. That's another question. But the question of pashtus is the pashtus is you can't make the bracha if you don't do the maisa, and that goy can't be your shliach.
So that's a problem. Shabbos, though, we say sometimes, right? If you
didn't Kiveger, we'll get to that hopefully today also. If Kiveger had such a stickle Torah like that by Adlok Shabbos, you could do it, because we'll get to it on Tuesday night. There, I'm not usually this advanced in my preparations. Don't think this usually happens this way. There's a famous of Kiveger, there's a real quote from Kiveger on Shabbos, where he talks about asking a guy to be madlik the nearest for you, and you can make the bracha. So that will be a shayla, how that works by Hanukkah as well. But hopefully we'll get to that. No, it's in the bais. It used to be they'd put the menorah outside by the chutzah so people could see it. But it's a reflection, one per house. Right. Every house had to have a menorah. Okay. So let's see. So what's his diuk? His diuk is that Rashi holds that it's a chiva kol yachid v'yachid. Elo de kanis chadish. De bnei habayis yichoyim lotzis de chavos v'mashem adik nerech l'kulam. So he wants to learn the Rashi Shita. Keep this in mind as we go through the sugya. He wants to hold the Rashi Shita that the lumnus of Ner Chanukah is taka. Everyone has their own chiyuv to be madlik. They're yoytze with the luck of the Baal HaBayis. But really, I have my own chiyuv to have a menorah. B'chozah hu meikra din avol din hiter nemerbo v'anu demahadru enem yoytzim dechavasa b'nerech lukulam el madlik ner lecholech avech b'fnei atzim. Now, if that's the pshat, so now you understand very geschmack, what would it mean to talk about mahadrin and a mahadrin? Mahadrin means that I'm yoytzeh zahadlok with the Baal HaBayis. Mahadrin means I do it myself. That's very, very logical.
Mahadrin
means I do it myself with additional candles. But the baseline obligation that can be yoytzeh with the Baal HaBayis. How do I make the mitzvah nicer? By doing it myself. Any mitzvah you do yourself is always nicer. So that would be the second level. That's where I want to get to today. What's the shita of mahadrin? Ne'er l'chol echad v'echad. So
that's
if
not mahadrin. That's by any mitzvah by yosem yid mishulcha.
Okay. So that might be the chiddush over here that we built into the mitzvah to do it that way, which we'll have to see why. But I'm saying, but that's at least we understand we're changing. The first base level is be yosem with the baal bayis. The second level is no, do it yourself. And the third level is do it yourself with more additional candles.
So unlike other mitzvahs where the mitzvah is for you to do it, but you can be yotzei if somebody does it
right.
for you.
Here we don't want you. That's right. Here it's built in that you should do it yourself and not let someone else do it for you.
In contrast to Rav,
or other times where we say it's better for one be mitzvah other people.
But that hidur is only one habamini. The habamini is... It's still the Baal HaBayis.
That's right. We'll see. Some Rishayim. That's right. Some Rishayim disagree. Who are those Rishayim? The Rambam. Number four. Zok the Rambam. Kama neiris hu malik b'chanukah. How many candles do you light on Chanukah? Says the Rambam. Mitzvos is shikol bayis u bayis madlik nerechot. The baseline chiv is that every house has one candle. Bein shoyu anan che habayis merubin. Whether you have a packed house. Bein shoyu ba'elod amelchot. That's the baseline chiv. That's the Gemara. Baseline chiv is ner ish u basic. One candle per house. And you want to make the mitzvah better, madlik neiris kiminyan anshe habayis. Then you like comparative to how many people are in the house. Ner l'chol echad ve'echad. That's ner l'chol echad ve'echad. So what did the Rambam just tell us? That ner l'chol echad ve'echad is not who lights, but how many candles you light. Bein anoshim bein noshim. Whether you have men in the house or women in the house, they also get included.
They can't all the Baal HaBayis
light. Right. We're not talking about who's lighting, we're talking how many candles are going to be lit. And if you are real from her, you do mahadrin min a mahadrin, then what do you do? Then the Rambam explains. Let's say you have 10 people in your house. It's the first night of Chanukah. Right? Big party. So Dr. Rambam, Balayla Harishon, Madik Asar Neiros. So the first night, you're going to light 10 candles. Because you're going to light each night to feed the amount of people that are in the house. Then the Rambam goes on to explain to you. We'll see Rabbi Salvation is a little bothered, but like, you know, the Rambam didn't have to lay out the math for us. We kind of could have figured this out, right? Then he goes, Ubalal Shaini, Esrim. So if you have 10 people in your house for the first night, you light 10 candles. The Baal HaBayis lights 10 candles. And if you have 20, and if you have 10 people in your house the second night, you're going to light, the Baal HaBayis is going to light 20 candles. And then he goes on, Ubalal Shlishi Shloishim, Achenim Tzamadlik, Ubalal Shmoinim, Shmoinim Nim. Correct. Exactly. From this Rambam, it sounds like that the Rambam understood that there's only one person lighting the menorah. He's just going to be lighting a whole lot of candles.
And there's only...
You could do it with one menorah. One
menorah, just a lot of candles. 80 candles going at the end of the Yom Tov.
How do you do with one menorah?
You have to spread them out.
And one second. So what kind of presuming this is? Is how somebody walking by is supposed to know what light it is?
Good.
For you, it's 80, it's nice.
Good.
Six, five,
so that's a share that maybe we'll have to get to a different time. That's a Tysus's cash on this Gemara over here. Tysus holds you can't put Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin together. You can only have them separate. Mahadrin and Mahadrin is only on Nerishu Beise. You can't take Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin and put them together.
Okay.
That's Tosfos' discussion.
Can I just know that it's Chanukah?
Yeah, but, so if the assumption of Beisham Beisil is you're supposed to know about the amount of days, but if I walk by your house and you have a packed house, it's not going to show me how many days it is.
One candle doesn't either.
Right, that's why it's not Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. If you want to get Mahadrim, meaning Tosfos is Shita, so this is, again, this is what I didn't want to get into today. Maybe next week. But Tosfos is Shita is that you can't get Mahadrim and Mahadrim and Mahadrim together. It won't work. So Mahadrim and Mahadrim only works if you're not keeping Mahadrim, which is so strange, right? You would think. Exactly, right. It's such a strange concept. But again, that's for a different shir. But what I want to get to today is like this. We have the Rambam. The Rambam is very clear that Mahadrim means the Baal HaBayis lights one menorah. But so what is the hiddur? That the numbers of candles reflect the amount of people in the house. Okay. The problem is, that's not what Ashkenazim Jews do.
He had a Mahadrim and a Mahadrim also.
His Mahadrim and Mahadrim is the amount of people compared to the amount of nights. So again, I want to focus on the Nekud and the Rambam, that the Rambam is focusing on the amount, that there's only one Madlik. As opposed to what we do, we have many people lighting.
But it makes sense, because there's a lot of Ketanim, they don't have a Chiyav Mitzvah B'chlal. So how can I say that...
Oh, he's including even Gedolim.
Including them for lighting.
So why can my...
Why should a child who's under 13 or under 12 for a girl have ever a Chiyav to do any Mitzvah? So to say that the din would be that each person has
that. No, Pashtus means for those people that are mechuyif.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it wouldn't mean. Yeah, no, no. It wouldn't
he
mean.
Says it. He says, Bein Anushim.
Right, right. He means adult. No, men and women that are adult. Adult. Right, right. And the assumption would be that when Chazal structured this mitzvah, they structured like any other mitzvah. They were mechai. Again, we'll come back to this. It's not so bashit. The pashtus is it's like any other mitzvah where ketanim are not included in the mitzvah except for the Gedra Achinuch. Now.
But why don't we see that the chiyuv in this one, the chiyuv is only in the Balabayas?
Good. That's what I want to get to. Why was the Rambam not open to assume that Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad means Kipshutai? Each person lights their own menorah. When you read this Gemara, Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad, how do you think the Gemara read? Like we do. Every person lights their own menorah, which makes a lot of sense. The first level is one person lights, the second level is we all light, and the third level is we all light.
That's
no.
Not the Hebrew. That's not what it means.
Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad.
One candle for each person.
Okay,
that's by each person.
Okay, that's exactly what the Machlokes is going to be. How to read those words?
No, Ner, but the Rambam clearly is leaning the chives on the.
Oh, good. But we'll get to it. Okay, good. Now the problem is the Ramah Shita number 5.
Zok the Ram. Sorry, how do you read Ner Ish Ube? So anyway, what does that mean? A Ner for each person. And his bias?
Which simply means that each bias needs to have one candle.
So that's really more like the sheet of the Rambam.
Yeah. Why?
Because near each base, listen, there's only one, I don't know, balabas in each house, so to speak. Well, even if each took a goof.
Right, that's the first sheet. So now you get the Mahajan.
I'm saying, the
premise of the mitzvah.
Right. That's right. Yes. Yeah. Which is part of, that might be the makar. That might be part of the makar to assume it's a din in the bias, not a din on each and every individual, which we'll try to get to a little bit in a minute.
Whatever the
park.
Maybe
one candle
for a man and his. Again, Ner Ish, which, yeah, we'll have to get to that maybe at some point. But I have no problem lighting it. I have a problem when they light it with a bracha.
Yeah.
You don't want to make a bracha as a problem. The truth is, even Rabbi Avadja had Rabbi Henkin had a problem with electric menorahs generally. He thought if we use electric menorahs anywhere, we're going to use them in our homes, which he thought was very bad. But in any case, Ner Ish Tuesday night, right? Ner Chanukah. Well,
Rambam Moses says Noshim.
Yeah, because Noshim are chayev and menorah. Right? The Gemara says Noshim chayevis. We did this shir. How many years ago, Michael?
Which one?
Women and menorah. How many years ago did we do that shir?
2017.
Okay, there you go. Right, so women are chayev and menorah. Afein hoy ba'isanes. So we had a machloekis b'shainim. What does it mean? Afein hoy ba'isanes. Either it means they were in the same predicament as the men, because we know that the Gemara says that the Yevonim had a rule they had to live with the girls before they got married, or the miracle happened through Yehudas, which we know didn't really work that way because the timeline is off. The story of Yehudas did not happen at the time of Hanukkah. But in any case, women are chayiv and menorah. That's not the question. Your wife is yotze with you, right. And your daughters could be yotze with you. The question is, why don't... This is something we spoke about in another shiur.
Seth?
I'm sorry. We didn't get into... there's a much bigger question over here that we didn't get to.
Michael has an earpiece. He's been
feeding... What? Yeah, no, yeah.
Is that not?
No, yeah, I know he... It was 15 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry then, okay.
Yeah, no, me too, he just
said. There's a big shaila, why Taka, the teenage girls don't light their own menorah, but teenage boys do light their own menorah. Presumably they're in the same boat. They're in the same level. So if they're yaitzah with the family, they're yaitzah with the father, they're both yaitzah with the father. Why exactly is it? So it's a question. It's not so pashut. Why exactly is it different? Why is it that single girls usually don't light their own menorah, but single boys do light their own menorah? They're equal.
If they're living on their own.
100%, yeah. If they're living on their own, they definitely have to light their own menorah.
They'll eventually be in the
air. Right, but right now, by Shehu Shom, they're in the same situation.
You say that by Kitanim also, they're not being
on your No, so that's what we spoke about in other shurim. Usually not. Hanukkah might be different. We'll come back to that at some point. Okay, so was the Ramah right? Number 5. Dr. Ramah. The Yesh Aimrim, the Chol Echad, Mimne Habai, Yis Yadlik. The Chain Haminag Poshet. Says Ramah, what do? We all light our own menorah. Says the Ramah, Yizaru Litin Kol Echad V'Echad Neiros Malkim Yuchat. So you got to be careful. Everyone's putting up a menorah. You got to have your own space. They should hecker Kamen Neiros Malikin. So everyone should know what's going on. So here the Ramah clearly is not going like the Rambam. The Ramah is assuming that everyone's lighting their own menorah. Nope, no one's here. The Ramah says that only everyone lights their own menorah, while according to the Rambam, only the Baal Bayis lights the menorah. So we have seemingly two ways to fulfill menorah. Either you do it with the Baal Bayis lights for everyone, a lot of candles, according to the Rambam, or everyone lights their own menorah.
This may be the market to give every child space.
That's right, everyone needs their own space. It's important. Now, the Beis HaLevi over here has a kash. The Beis HaLevi writes the following kash. He says, I don't understand. Where did the Ramah come up with this idea that everyone lights their own menorah? Right, but he's saying this is what we do. And this is what all Ashkenazim do. Right, all across the board, Ashkenazim Jews, all Sfarim don't, right? There's Sfarim here. David, you know? Yeah. What does Sfarim do?
I mean, we have a mixed marriage.
Right, I know. So, so I think some Sfarim.
And the wife is Ashkenazi.
Some Sfarim Taka still do this. Some Sfarim still have only one person being Madlik. But us Ashkenazim, everyone lights two menorah. Just one menorah, yeah. Just the Baal Bayis.
Could it have been just economic?
Oh, good. We'll see a similar svar from the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi is bothered with a kasha. Frank the Beis Halevi, Ubevadei Dulcher Tzorech Ingil. Number six. Frank the Beis Halevi, Daridase Ramam Lehedje, Ena King. Frank the Ramah, Frank the Beis Halevi, why does the Ramah veer off from the Rambam's version of how to do the mitzvah? According to the Rambam, there's one madlik. There's a Baal Bayis' madlik. He's going to be lighting many candles, but there's one madlik. Why, according to us Ashkenazim, do we have everyone lighting their own menorah? So, Pashup Shah, you'd say, is because there's a machloikis in how to read the Gemara when it says Ne'er L'chol Echad V'Echad. Does Ne'er L'chol Echad V'Echad mean everyone light their own menorah? Or does Ne'er L'chol Echad V'Echad mean you light the amount of neighbors corresponding to the amount of people? But the Beis Halevi comes up with a different shot, similar to what David was getting at. He says, it's Tzarech Loimar. The Aramos V'Ulei D'chol Zeh Hayy B'Zman HaRishayinim Shayim Adlikim Mibachutz. He says the difference between the Ramam and the Ramah was where they used to light the menorah. Times of the Rambam, they used to light the menorah outside. Today we light the menorah inside, or most of us light the menorah inside. We spoke about that. What year, Michael?
Don't ask.
Okay, good. One year we spoke about this in the Tuesday night share. Where should you really light menorah today in 2021? In Chutzlaritz, correct. In Chutzlaritz. I light the menorah outside. Just to
highlight it outside. The only reason I know Hanukkah is because of the Ger Shirachim, you know, from the Shir from Rabbi Yeager.
Uh-huh.
That's the only reason. I looked this all up to know the years.
I light menorah outside. I light menorah inside and outside, but I light menorah outside also.
And where do you make the bracha?
I make the bracha inside. What does he say? Yeah, no, it's widely assumed like that. So the first year, I used to live in an apartment for many years, so I was never in a gay. So the first year I moved into a house, I was so excited, I finally get to light menorah outside. So I asked my Rebbe, because my Rebbe also lights menorah outside. So I knew there'd be some neighbor that's going to ask me at China can tell me you're not allowed to light outside, it's against Minig Yisrael, you're an Avarian, you're a guy. Granted, no one ever said anything to me, I've been doing this for a bunch of years already. So I asked my Rebbe, I said, do I have rishus to light menorah outside? Who needs rishus to light menorah?
Because he's doing it.
Like that, he does it. You need rishus to light menorah outside. Who needs rishus? You following what Chazal wanted you to do? It's very controversial because most places come out today, you shouldn't light menorah outside.
Really?
For whatever reason. Yeah.
Should
not. No. In Chutzlaritz, you should not. Even though.
Even in a neighborhood
where it's safe and it's enclosed.
What's the reason?
There's a bunch of different reasons given. I don't know, to me, none of them are that strong, but okay, there's a lot of different reasons given why you shouldn't do it, because I light outside. I light outside also.
And you make the bracha outside or not?
Outside and inside.
I light both. First of all, it's easier to light. I light both because I'm, you know, on the tzaddik, you're not yet outside. I don't want to take a chance. So I light inside.
But where do you make the bracha on?
I make the bracha inside. It's just easier with the family. most contemporary poets can tell you not to light outside, but I think it's my Rebbe's father, Zelig Epstein, was a European. He would never light menorah outside. Any European would not light menorah outside. They came from Europe. They know the difference. We're raised in America. Baruch Hashem, they're good to us. They don't really give us too much trouble. But they give different svaras. To me, none of them are... Okay, we spoke about it. I ain't shomu why you Torah barichas. We went through the sugya. But in any case, Zokta Beis Halevi... Okay, no. Kuli Alamoidi in Europe, they all lit menorah inside. No one lit menorah outside in Europe. That's not even a question. And in Eretz Yisrael, everyone lights outside, almost right. You know, but today in America, so most people do not light outside. I think it's becoming a little bit more popular to light. It's like Tcheles, you know, it's catching on a little bit more.
And you have to light in both ends of your house. I happen to have
a corner house. That's another big problem, a corner house. So my wife wants us to light menorah all five different places. Okay,
my wife tells me.
I know, that's a shayla already. I told her, I don't think that's a machmir, we don't have to be to light out at the corners. But okay, it's a shayla.
It's clear though, if you have two entrances on your side.
Right. The problem is one of them has high grass, so no one can really see. So it's a shayla if you have to still do it then. Okay, maybe this year I'll give it, I don't know, we'll see. But depends how cold it is outside. But in any case, so back to the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi says like this. The Rambam who says that the Baal Bayis lights, why? He says, says the Beis Halevi, practical. The times of the Rambam wasn't practical to have 20 menorahs lit somach lepesach. It just wouldn't have worked. Which is a shtickle funny, because if that's the best way to do the mitzvah, maybe you should give up on something else. Maybe rearrange the menorah somewhere else. If each person lighting is so sacred, maybe you should make it work and light somewhere else or something. I don't know, maybe put the menorah in a different part of the house. But that's the Beis Halevi's vart. So it was practical, says the Beis Halevi. Now that we light inside, so says the Beis Halevi, that's the shot in the Ramah. The Ramah was coming now that we brought the menorah back inside. Now the menorah is back inside, so that's more feasible. for everyone to have their own menorah. So let everyone have their own menorah. So according to Abdei Salevi, it's not a machloikis. It's partial, depending on where and how you were lighting. If you were lighting inside, so the Ramaz option was more feasible. If you're lighting, meaning be'etzem, it's better to everyone light their own menorah. It's just that the Rambam said, I can't, it's impossible. So that's why he opted for everyone lighting with one menorah. Mashenkin, today says the Rambam, says the Beis Halevi, today we should all light our own menorah. So according to the Beis Halevi, it's not a lom d'shem machloikis. It's not even a machloikis. It could be everyone agrees it's better to light your own menorah, but you can't. That's the Beis Halevi's mahalach. Reb Asha Weiss has a shtickle over him in Chas Ashram and Chanukah, where he also wants to, at least after he goes to all the Torah, at the end of the piece, he says, by the way, I think it's very possible that there's not such a real machlokes Rambam and Rama over here. He writes, number 7, V'hinei, Av sheherachti bebir machlokes Rama v'Rama, even though I spent a lot of time explaining the Rambam and the Rama, be'emes efshe de'im b'nei v'loi kum v'nechel kuklal. It could be there's not even a machlokes. They're not even arguing, which is really what the Beis Halevi did. Beis Halevi was the first one to introduce us that there's no lomdus machloikis between the Rambam and the Rama. They're just talking depending on where you live. Says Rav Asher Weiss, v'af l'Rama mahani kishechad madal kulam. It could be the Rama would also agree that you could be yoitza with the menorah of the Baal HaBayis.
And he didn't use the word minhag. He didn't say that it's a halacha.
He says, but v'chein haminuk pashat. That's what we do. That sounds like
that's what we do. That doesn't mean that's what we have to do.
Okay, that's what he's
going to
get to.
We do a lot of things.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's getting at. His point is that you don't really, meaning it's not like the Rama meant, and if you do it the other way, you're not Yaitzah.
Right.
He just meant you could do it this way, and you could do it that way. Says Rav Asher Weiss, V'av l'Rama mahani kishecha malak l'kum. Im yischavin l'hadlik l'ma'anom, if the guy had intention to be Moitzi the family, oy b'slichusam. Since it used to be that everyone would light for the person, so then each person just lit their own candle. Instead of you lighting for me, I'll just light my own candle. That's how it evolved. Rambam doesn't disagree. He's just talking about a case where one person lit for everyone. But both parties agree that maybe ner l'chol echad v'echad means additional candles. But it's possible you can light your own menorah also.
Could the nafkamina between the two of them mean who makes the bracha on the other ones?
Oh, we'll get the bracha in a second. One second. Hold off for that. Elo nokat ba'oifin she'echa madik es kol ha'neiris. U'mid'ich gis on the other side, efshed afla rama madik at tekono. She'yuldu, she'yadliku neiris kaminyan an shabayis. Maybe even the Rambam agrees. The base of the tekono was to go with the people of the house. V'loi she'kol echad yadlik. Elo nogu she'kol echad madlik ner mishom chiv of mitzvah. Maybe it evolved that way in the Ramah's world. Not that the Ramah held in lomdus the mitzvahs, each person has to light their own menorah. Maybe really even the Ramah agrees the definition of ne'er l'chol echad v'echad means the amount of people. But everyone decided they wanted to do it themselves, not because that's the way Chazal structured it. But they decided, I want to do it myself. That's where Moshe Weiss wants to tell us pshat in this Rambam and the Ramah. If you turn to page 4, you know,
I don't have page 4.
You don't have page 4? I didn't make enough copies.
Okay. No.
I didn't make enough copies. There's an additional, it's over there.
I didn't get that.
It was a late edition.
Yeah. Oh, I got it now. Here you know. Ronnie.
Because I think
would
it's...
would have agreed that if everybody doesn't on the Rambam...
I think his question is not on the Rambam, more on the Ramah who came after the Rambam. Meaning the Ramah saw the Rambam, and then he wrote differently than him. Why? So Rabbi Shweiss is trying to explain why the Ramah is not going against the Rambam, but going, you know, slightly different, not against.
I'm retarded.
If you look in page 4 over here, this is a late edition. So I wrote over here from the Harei Kedem, from Rabbi Soloveitchik. So he points out exactly what is the pinpoint. He goes not like the Zayd of the Beis Halevi. He's not going like Rabbi Shweiss. He's assuming there's a fundamental machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramah in Lomdus. What is the lomdish of machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramah? So he writes, v'nire shechalukim heim haramam v'ramah be'ikur yisoy din mahajum izeh. We really said this. I just wanted to read it out because he writes it very nicely. That there's a fundamental machloikis Rambam and Ramah. What does it mean to do the mitzvah ner Chanukah better? Sheladas haramah takonis mahajun hu al b'nei habayis. The whole takona was on the people. The loisagil hu bad lokas baal habayis bovat. The way you make this mitzvah better is by not having one person lighting, but by having many people lighting it. That's how you beautify the mitzvah. That's how you make the mitzvah better. Instead of having one person do the mitzvah, you have multiple people doing the mitzvah. Everyone's yotze with one ma'isa hadloka. So according to the Rambam, what do you do by ne'er l'chol echad v'echad? How do you make the mitzvah better? Make the mitzvah better by having more candles. So the point of machloikis is what we said in the beginning, is how do you make this mitzvah better? Are you making it better by having more people do the mitzvah? Or are you making it better by having more candles lit?
It's the same hinder.
What do you mean it's the same neder?
If there's five people in the house, and so five people light one candle, that's going to be the same as if the balabayas light.
No, as opposed candles. To having just one candle.
No, but he said that the mahajan would be that the balabayas would light one for each member of the house.
Right.
So that's also five.
But coming off of the baseline chiyuv. The baseline chiyuv would be one candle every night. Now we're doing five candles a night.
Right.
That's mahajan.
Versus
one candle per night. Versus each person getting involved in the act
that
of lighting.
Is the baseline.
No, the baseline is one person lighting.
That's what I'm saying.
The baseline is one person lighting a candle.
Who's baseline?
The Gemara. Everyone's.
What is baseline?
According to the basic chiyuv, one person lights a menorah in the house.
Right. The next one. Candle the first night.
Right. And one person lighting.
Right.
The second level is many people lighting.
Right.
One candle.
So if there's five people, that would be five lights.
Five people, each person is going to light one candle.
That's
right.
Five lights.
Correct.
Okay, that's according to the Rambam.
That's according to five people lighting?
Yeah.
That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam.
That's the Rambam. Now, what does the Rambam say?
The Rambam says you can have one person lighting five candles.
One person lighting five candles. There's still five candles.
No one's disagreeing. No one's disagreeing with that. I agree with you.
So, but what's
the question is,
what's the hinder in the number?
Either the hinder is each person doing it.
That itself is a hinder.
Again, the hinder is more people are getting involved in the mitzvah.
You have the same amount of.
That's one side.
You're just thinking of what it looks like.
One second. Voila.
It's not a group activity.
Each person
is what it looks like.
That's the hinder. The hinder is each person is now making a new ma'aseh hadlaka. Each person is lighting their own menorah.
You have the same light.
Or it's the Kevarta candles.
And if okay. Suvenisa is the whole point of the
hinder. Oh, good, good. So that's part of the shayla. Good. So he explains like this. He says, Ukemashikasav and Rambam, Behalach Aleph, Amahadar, Samitzvah, Madak, Neris, Kaminian, Anche, Abais. Hare the Chol, Kima, Hidur, Hu, Beminian, Haneris, Bovad. According to the Rambam, it's not about who lights, it's about how many candles. Again, from the base, right. From the baseline, from the Rambam. Again, David. Again, right. The baseline mitzvah is one candle.
Right.
The mahadur is to have five candles.
Right.
That's mahadur.
So you have that same hinder no matter whether you hold by the Rambam or whether you hold by
correct.
The
correct. But the Rambam will tell you that's not hinder mitzvah.
Could there be enough?
Hinder mitzvah is not having more candles. Hinder mitzvah is having more people lighting the candles. Says Rabbi Salavechik, according to the Rambam, you'd have to write, including the children. Wow. Says Rabbi Salavechik, you have to include the kids. That part of the house. Now, we didn't say like that. We assumed
that. That's in the Rambam or in the Ramah?
That's in the Rambam.
Because by the way, that makes sense.
Again, the Rambam doesn't say Tinoikis, right? The Rambam says Noshim, right?
No, but it makes sense because he says Ketzat Shari Anshei HaBayis.
Good. But again, the question is, when Chazal instituted Ner L'chol Echav Echav, who did they include? They would assume they include Bar Chiyuvas. They didn't include kids.
He himself added.
And he adds. Exactly. That's right. The Rambam sounds like only men and women, not children.
No, but it makes sense because according to the Rambam, you're doing it based on the amount of people in the house. Whereas according to the Rambam,
I don't disagree with
you. Whereas according
to the Rambam, I understand. But the question is, when Chazal instituted to life of the people in your house, who did they mean when they said that? They mean for the people that are mechuyev the mitzvahs, or they meant for
no mimnei abayis? That's the Rambam's lashon.
Okay. That's what we're doubting on.
But what?
Then the Rambam stipulated nashim and nashim.
The Rambam did not add ketanim. Exactly, he could have put it in. But he writes
because if not for including the tinaikas or whatever, it would be a regular hidden mitzvah of any other hidden mitzvah. That's better for you to do it than a shliach.
No, but according to the Rambam, you're always the one person doing it. Right? The Rambam holds there's always going to be one baal bais being madlik. So how do you make the mitzvah better by having more candles? So the question is,
including,
who did the Rambam? Well,
including
to,
even the ketanim.
Why can't I just be including the people in the house? You light one.
Then it's
for
a regular mitzvah.
No, the regular mitzvah is one candle. The regular mitzvah is to have one candle in the house.
But the baal bais is not being a shaliach.
Oh.
Extra lights are for the yigur, not because he's being a shaliach for their
uplift. Oh, that's what we need to figure out. That's what we got to get to in a second. How exactly do we look at these additional candles? What are they? Are they part of the original mitzvah? They're a separate thing called Tehillah mitzvah. Okay, so
The mahajan, minimahajan, the tinokos would have to light themselves. Meaning if you
not according to the Rambam, but according to the Ramah. Well, that's what we said. But according to the Ramah, Mashenkin la Ramah, she said, I hid the hood la hadig ba'atzmoi, Misha ain't a bachal chiv adlok, ain't a bachal chiv hider. he assumes that according to Ramah, if it's all about who has to light, so then only those people that have to light would have a chiyuv to light, and therefore kids would not have a chiyuv to light.
But in regular Mahajan, in the middle shot,
according to the Rambam,
the first night you'd end up with more candles because they're lighting for the babies.
That's right. That's right. Second night, that's correct. That's one of the kashas they have on the Rambam. Yeah, they talk about that. Come a very strange mitzvahs according to the Rambam. Yes, 100%. That's true. So this is Rabbi Soloveitchik's shot in the Rambam. Very hard to read in the Rambam. But then he brings a Gavaldik Araya, number 7c. He brings a Araya to the Rambam Shita. So again, the Rambam Shita is that what? That everyone has one menorah and just additional candles. He says, what's the Araya? There's a Gemara in Shabbos Chav Kimmel. What's the Gemara? The Gemara says, Meresh Kiavina Be Rav, Hav Mishtatfona Be Priti, Behad Yushpiti. When I was a Bocher, when I was single, I used to give a pruta to the Baal Bayis. I used to board by people, right? The Gemara says that before they had the dormitories. So the Yeshiva Bacham used to board, and they'd give a pruta to be mishtatif be pruta.
Boston, what does it mean, each base? So you have to sleep there?
You know, they slept in that house, and they probably ate there whatever meal they got, and they would pay a pruta to be mishtatif with the Baal Bayis. Yes, but Boston, Essentek. Basa de Nasivi, that's where they used to eat there. Basa de Nasivi, but after I got married, Basa de Nasivi, it's Amina Hashto Vade Oitzuchina de Kometlaki Olei Bege Base. Again, they used to be, we spoke about this in other settings, it used to be that they used to leave home after they got married to go learn. Koil wasn't in your community, they went away. And they'd stay away and they'd come home after some period of time. So where'd they light Menorah? So Reb Zeira said, I had no problem, my wife lights Menorah in the house, I'm good to go. That's the Gemara says. So Reb Zeira said, once I got married, I didn't have to worry about Nechanak anymore, I saved that Pruta, because my wife lit the Menorah in the house and I'm Yotze with her Menorah. Very good. Which is true, halacha l'maisa. Maybe we'll talk about it on Tuesday night. Let's say, for example, if the husband is traveling, he's in a hospital, whatever the case may be, you pashas yaitse with your wife's menorah. Frankly, by salvation, 1 second. V'tamuah ha-be'achreinim. Lomulai hidik ba'atzma k'dei lotzi d'i chavis ha-mahadrin. Shemadlikim ne'el cholech ha-ve'achot. Honestly, Reb Zeira was a very religious man. You don't think he wanted to do the mitzvah on the highest level? The highest level is everyone that should light their own menorah. So why was Abzeir so happy that he was yetsa with his wife's adlaka? That's ner ishu beisoi, but that's the lowest level chiyuv. Why would Abzeir not want to do the higher level by lighting his own menorah? So Yivaita should have tried to be mekai in the mitzvah to light his own menorah. Ulam says Rabbi Salvechik, it's not a kasha. Why? Because according to the Rambam, there is no such musi concept of you lighting your own menorah. That's not what hiddur means. Ulam the Rambam like kasha klal. The hadin the neilu cholecha vechad. Who she yadik abal bayis? Oh yechem neilu abayis. Neivus kiminyan anshe abayis. Vimkin ein chiyuv shalad loka noisiv al Reb Zeira atzmai. There's nothing more for Reb Zeira to do. Because he's not right. He's not in that home, and he's not the baal boss in this home. So what more is he going to do?
But it's always circled around some concept of bayis. So
right.
So how would it ever? How would he be? How would that come to play? Play out. If he's on the shtate, then it couldn't be his bias. So I mean,
So I said the question is, why doesn't he light his own menorah? Because according to the Rambam, there's no such thing as you lighting your own menorah.
I understand that side.
His wife should light.
No, each toku, or you could say each toku gufo.
Yeah, right, right. I'm not sure.
I'm saying where he's at now.
Right, in his.
He's not his house. And the question is, why doesn't he light?
Right?
Well, that chiyuv of lighting would only be within the context of a bias, of his bias.
This is his bias. He lives there a whole year. That's his bias.
But wouldn't he?
He's not the Baal Abbas, but he lives in the Bayis. He's part of the Bayis. He's part of the Bayis.
So the Shtatev is not for the purpose of becoming part of the Bayis. It's just being...
It would give him the rights to be Yotz with that Menorah.
Right.
No, he lives there.
It's enough community. If your teenage son is away when you're lighting candles, when he comes home, he doesn't have to light.
Oh, exactly. That's what we're going to talk about, hopefully. There and again. Yeah, sure, 100%. Or the reverse. If let's say your wife lights Menorah when you're away. That's the big shot we have to get to still.
Or how about, let's say you come home late from work. If your wife lights...
Same case.
Should you make... 100%. Could you make the bracha if she already...
We're going to have to get to that.
Because husband and wife are the same. I'm thinking, so if your teenage son or daughter didn't light, they don't have to light.
They're also the same. They're on the payroll.
They're part of Bnei Bais. Right. We'll get to that. So let's see. So Zogta by Salvation Geshmak. So he thinks that's a raya. This Gemara is a raya to the Rambam. That the Rambam saw from this Gemara, there's no such musig of everyone lighting their own menorah. Which again, you have to really think about it from a lomdish standpoint. That doesn't beautify, I think this is what David was bothered with. He doesn't think that beautifies the mitzvah to have more menorahs going. Right? There's more menorahs, or you doing another maisa hadlaka doesn't make the mitzvah better. What makes the mitzvah better is to have more candles. So if you're not going to produce more candles, so then you don't think there's anything better about you doing it yourself. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you follow Rashi's mahala of being running after mitzvahs,
The question is, do I gain anything by lighting my own menorah? Do I do the mitzvah? Again, it all boils down to what the mitzvah is. If the mitzvah is to do a ma'isa hadlaka, then the more people are doing a ma'isa hadlaka, the more mitzvahs are being involved. Right. If the mitzvah is just have candles, so then it shouldn't matter how you produce the candles. Okay, that was the easy part. Now, if we go back to page 2, there's a famous briskerov over here. Okay, the famous briskerov. Everyone says it's a famous briskerov. Okay, what's so famous about the briskerov? So the Biskarov quotes the same kasha from Hezeda from the Beis Halevi. And the reason why it's famous is because we learned it already. We learned it when we did Rebbe Loz Demila, we came across this Biskarov, really the Beis Halevi. But the Biskarov has the kasha. Frank the Biskarov, who kvai hikshu be Beis Halevi ala Rama, I heard from a certain Rosh Hashiva, he said, every Yeshiva Bach has to know this Beis Halevi in his sleep. This Biskarov in his sleep. Okay? I don't know. I don't know if they know it when they're awake. They don't know when they're asleep. So he's like this. This is the Biskarov in Hilchas Chanukah. Says the Biskarov. The Beis Halevi already asks on the Ramah. The Beis Halevi's kasha. Beis Halevi wants to know why does the Ramah think everyone lights their own menorah while the Rambam says one menorah for the whole family. Says the Biskarov, this takes us back to a machloikis Rambam and Rashi in Hilchas Mila. So we had the privilege of learning Rebbe Loz of the Mila. So when we learned that, we came across a concept called Tzitzin HaMa'akven HaSamila. And it's in Sheim Akvin as Hamila. There are certain strands of skin that can invalidate the Mila, and there are certain strands that don't invalidate the Mila. Ma'akvin as Hamila means it passes the Mila, Ma'akvin means it doesn't. The question is, do you go back when you finish the cutting, and then you realize there's some strings there that are not perfect, do you go back and fix it or not? So we had a machoikis, was it during the week or was it on Shabbos? So if you read, now the Biskarov is just going to chazar for us. It's a good chazar for us. He writes, I share either be simple to him. Says the Biskarov, I'm going to tell you pshat. In the machoikis Ramah, and Rambam, what's the machlokes? He says, "The Rambam perik beis milchus mila lochadal kosev amol kolz man she'osik b'mila." The Rambam sheet is as long as you're still busy with the mila, chazaba bein al tzitzin amakvin bein al tzitzin shein makvin. You go back for those strands. Pirish al tzitzin amakvin choyz al tzitzin shein makvin ena choyz. The Rambam sheet is as long as you're still involved in the mila. Once you stop, you're pirish. You take the knife back and you stop and you go down to eat bagels at the bris. And then you say, you know what? There's a psishtikal tzitzin I didn't get. You don't go back for that. Okay, we'll see in a second. That's. No, Rashi and the Tor disagree.
There's a big chilik over there. Because all the mitzvah is in the yetzah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. We got to get to that. We got to first see the Biskarov before we can slug up the Biskarov. Okay, so let's see. So that's what the Sefer Rebbe used to say. You got to first build the building before you can bring it down. Let's first build it, and then we'll see if it can come down. So says the Biskarov, Ayin Shom b'mekesef Mishnah v'agos Ma'im Nishom. The Rashi v'ator cholkem al zev esvila d'zeh rak b'mol b'shabbos. No. Rashi in the Torah hold. You know when you don't go back? That's when it's Shabbos. Who the nemar had in the imperial shavu aschov if neyatzav v'lanidi Shabbos l'chus b'shvil tzitzit shein ma'akvin. Avu b'chol lo'ilam chazer. Avu al tzitzit shein ma'akvin b'shom hidim mitzvah. So we have machoikis b'shoinim. The Rambam holds that during the week, you finish the mila, you go down to have a bagel, then you realize the tzitzin that you didn't get, leave it. Don't go back. Rashi?
Why would you not go back?
Oh. See okay, good. That's what we got to get to.
You could, right?
All right, you could. There's no Indian to go back.
It's over.
Oh, okay, good. Everyone remembers this Beis Halevi when we saw it last time. How many years ago was it, Michael?
Two years ago. Well, it depends. We learned about, I think, Rebbe Loz of Demila for 7 years. You know what I'm saying?
I want to go back to Rebbe Loz of Demila. Okay, that's a different time. In any case, it says the Biskarov, the Rambam Sheet is that if it's during the week, you don't go back. Now, of course, you could go back, but you gain nothing halakhically from going back. You'll make the mother happy, you'll make the father happy, you'll make the grandparents happy, but you'll gain nothing from a halakhic standpoint. You'll get no extra credit by going back. Rashi says no. The only time you don't go back for these tzitzin is if it's on Shabbos. Because it's not justifiable to be Mechal HaShabbos. But if it's a Tuesday, Avadi, you go back. What's the Nekudas HaMachloikis between these two Rishonim? Why go back, not go back? What's the issue? Says the Beis Halevi, so the Biskarov quotes from the Zeder. He writes, I'm a Beis Halevi, Shechelik Sheli Shabir, Baruch HaShiz HaRam HaBazet. The Sphere Leide Dinvan Veu Lo Shaykh Rak Be'ikr Maisa HaMitzvah. The Beis Halevi had a Yisoid that Hidr Mitzvah is only while you're still doing the Mitzvah. When the Mitzvah is over and done and finished, you can't go back to make it better. The whole concept of Hidr Mitzvah is while you're actively in the middle of the Mitzvah. The moment you stop the mitzvah and you finish the mitzvah, you can't go back and fix it up. That was the Beis Halevi's chiddush.
At least the mitzvah is a mitzvah in itself, the mitzvah.
Maybe.
Can we discuss that?
Yeah, maybe. Might be telling this whole question. Right?
These were ma'akev or
boram? In ma'akvins. These are not ma'akvins. Zok the Biskarov, avo kishepir, shuvah hidr, ain't shaykh, la ma'isa mitzvah klal, ain't shamidvar. So says the Biskarov, that's the point. can you do a hiddur after the mitzvah is over? The mitzvah is over. What's hiddur? The mitzvah is done. This is the whole tumult when a person takes a lulav and esrog. Then he takes another lulav and esrog. Question, what's the hiddur mitzvah?
What?
You relate to the mitzvah.
So once the Baal HaBayis lights the first candle, he did the mitzvah.
Ah,
after that is
very good. That's where the Brisker Rav is going with this. Yeah. Says the Brisker Rav, the fidei side of my grandfather, the Beis HaLevi, now I can understand this machloikis. Why? Says the Brisker Rav, he says like this. Let's get it inside. Says the Brisker Rav, why is it the Rambam l'shitasei? The same way the Rambam holds you don't go back for the tzitzin even during the choil, after you put down the knife, because once you put down the knife, the mitzvah's over, and the mitzvah's over, you don't go back for hiddur after the fact. Here also, what's the whole idea of ner l'cholecha? That's just hiddur mitzvah. Right? We all agree? That's hiddur mitzvah. Says the Brisker Rav, what do you want the Rambam to tell you? That the Baal HaBayis lights one menorah, and then the kid goes, well, what's the kid doing? The kid's lighting his own menorah. His own menorah is an expression of hiddur mitzvah. There is no such mustik of hiddur mitzvah, the mitzvah's already over. You can only do a hiddur when you're still in the mitzvah. So if I have one menorah, I'm in the middle of lighting one, two, three, that's still involved in the mitzvah, so I can make the mitzvah better by having more candles. But to have another person light, said the Brisker Rav, that's like the equivalent of putting down the knife and going back to tzitzit.
Nobody simultaneously.
Okay.
One thing, and how about if the mitzvah's on the house, then it's not, because then it is hiddur mitzvah, because the Baal HaBayis lived, according to the Rambam, but now I'm lighting, that's the hiddur mitzvah, because it's still on the house.
What does that mean? It's on the
meaning,
house?
If the mitzvah is on the person, you're right. Then there's no hiddur mitzvah. You're coming back, but, and it's a problem. But if the mitzvah is on the house, then there is a hiddur mitzvah because
I say the opposite.
No, because the Baal HaBayis lit, and therefore now I'm lighting, so I'm adding on. It's still on the house. The mitzvah is not on the person. Okay. If the person's on the gavra, the Baal HaBayis did it. So now you come back afterwards.
The opposite.
The opposite. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see why the opposite makes more sense. Right. The house sign was lit. The house had a light already.
It's finished.
It's done, finished. The house has a light.
But why does that change for multiple candles? Why can't you just say the same thing?
By what?
The Baal HaBayis lights the first candle, he's done the mitzvah.
He's holding the candle. He's like the guy with the moil holding the knife.
But that's, on the first candle.
He's not Purish yet. He's not separating from the whole mitzvah. Right, but he's still involved in the he's still involved in lighting, right?
Not if he only has to light one.
Right, so the Brisker Rav will tell you that's considered somehow still involved. Mashiach, when the guy finishes, he sings his Aneir Sol, and the next kid gets up and lights his menorah, that's already a hiddur post-fact. So let's see the Brisker Rav inside. This is a gavaldik of Brisker Rav. It's so gavaldik, it's so hard to understand. There's a basic kasha. I'm waiting for someone to ask me on this Brisker Rav. Basic fundamental kasha that everyone asks on this Brisker Rav. Besides Rabbi Shavais' kasha. Rabbi Shavais has three kashas on the Rambam, on this Brisker Rav. One of them is the obvious kasha, which everyone asks. Well, again, what was the Brisker Rav's cheshbon? Brisker Rav's cheshbon was that according to the Rambam, you can't do hiddur mitzvah after the mitzvah is over. So therefore, it has to be that the Baal HaBayis does all the additional candles. Because if anyone else would do additional candles, and the Baal HaBayis finishes with his one candle, that would be hiddur mitzvah without a ma'aseh mitzvah. Right? That's the Rambam. Says the Brisker Rav, we didn't get to the end yet. Says the Brisker Rav, the Ramah, how does the Ramah paskin in Hilchos Milah? The Ramah paskin in Hilchos Milah, that what? You could do hiddur mitzvah after the mitzvah is over. And that's what the Ramah writes in Yeridei, you go back for the tzitzin she'im ma'akvin.
And Shabbos.
No, no, as long as it's not Shabbos.
Shabbos.
During, you go back during the week, you don't go back on Shabbos, because it's ain't a ma'akvin, those strands. But during the week you do go back. Why? Because the Ramah holds, you could have hiddur mitzvah post of mitzvah is over. Beautiful, fantastic, very nice brisker shtekel Torah.
Wouldn't this depend whether hadlaka also mitzvah or not? Because in other words, that's only dafka at the time when you light it. But if it's even after you light it, so then you're still continuing doing the mitzvah. So therefore, mamela, that's how it could be hiddur mitzvah. You know, it would be totally that machlaikis.
Either way, it's over. The mitzvah's over. The mitzvah's over. You finished the mitzvah. Because you lit your menorah. The mitzvah's over now. You mekayim your mitzvah. Yeah.
So, once you have the baseline mitzvah of the Baal HaBayis lighting one candle, whether you go, no matter which way you go, that's already, according to this pshat, that you can't do hiddur mitzvah after the ma'aseh mitzvah is already done. Then after that first initial lighting.
No, so that's because you're still Isaac. But the Rambam holds, as long as you're still involved in the mitzvah, so while you're holding that candle, we consider you still Isaac. Once you put down your candle,
it has to be.
That's right, it has to be the Baal HaBayis. Frek the achreinim, I don't get it. And moms don't get it. Frankly, Moshe Sternberg, Frankly, Moshe Weiss, Frankly, Ruch Molson, you name every Achron has this cash. I don't get it. Why can't it be that I'm a Chavin not to be Yoitzer with the Baal HaBayis as Hadlaka? And then I'm doing my own thing. I don't need you. The Biskarov's assuming I'm piggybacking off of your mitzvah with my hiddur. And I can't connect my hiddur to your mitzvah. I have a great idea. Forget you. I'll do my own mitzvah. I'll be mechavin not to be yoitz with your hadlaka, and I have my own hadlaka, and I can do whatever I want.
No, because the mitzvah is on the balabais.
Okay, okay, maybe. That's the kash.
The mitzvah is on the bias to have multiple.
And therefore what?
Therefore, it's not done until everybody's lit.
You don't have an individual.
No, I would say.
No, one second. The kash is that why can I be mitzi? I have in mind. I don't want to be yoitz with hadlaka with you.
But that's back to the question of is the chiyuv on me? Or is
the very good. Okay, good. That might be the teretz. Okay, we ran out of time already. Okay, I don't know if we're going to do this next week, or we'll just leave over the kasha, everyone hanging. How to be miyashim.
We can continue next week and do the other part. Maybe,
we could. I just don't know how many people. I know some people like to stay on ksubis. They don't like to get off the topic. I don't want to make fights. But in any case, it is still Hanukkah, but if everyone has to be on the same page, don't want to. Okay, everybody say.